is nothing, this mess of a life. Still, there's this one thing just to see you go by.
It's almost like loving, sad as that is.
May not be cool, but it's so where I live.
I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. University Theater presents the musical Spring Awakening in the Robinson Theater on the UO campus from April 26th through May 10th. It's a modern rock adaptation of a controversial play from 1891 with music by Duncan Sheik and book and lyrics by Stephen Sater, which won 8 Tony Awards on Broadway. The University Theater presentation is directed by John Schmore with musical director Nathan Aleph. John Schmore joins us in the KLCC studios. Hi, John.
Hi.
Well, this is a play about coming of age, with its first version originally written in the 1890s. Society's changed a great deal since then, but have the issues of adolescence and sexuality changed in parallel?
Unfortunately, I don't think so, at least not in the way they're represented in this play. One of the key plot points is a young woman gets pregnant because she doesn't know how pregnancy happens. And I was talking with a friend of mine who's been working with Planned Parenthood for years and years, and she said that is unfortunately still a problem.
This is unusual in that a pop star, Duncan Sheik, ended up writing music for a Broadway performance. How is the music different than a traditional musical as a result?
The songs don't necessarily forward the plot. They are more like symbolist poetry, internal monologues. Also, the rhythms mean a different kind of movement. There's no dance number, per se. You know, there's not going to be any tap dancing in this. I think also the textures of the music told us a lot about what we wanted from design, what we thought the thing should look like.
There's a part I can't tell about the dark I know well. You say time for bed now, child. Mom just smiles that smile. Just like she never saw me. Just like she never saw me. So I leave one just to hide.
On the musical level, you're working with Nathan Aleph from the UO. What does he bring to it as a musician himself in being musical director?
Remarkable patience, efficiency, brilliance at every level. I don't understand how he can listen to 11 voices and pick out the one guy that didn't get his bass note right.
Are there other multimedia aspects that are folded into this production as well?
You'll see a lot of projection work on different surfaces. It's a new technique called video mapping where you can design the image, moving or still, to fit the contours of any given object.
As a director, what choices are you making to bridge the two eras and create both the 1890s and the modern era on stage?
Instead of flipping back and forth, as the original musical did, where the songs were contemporary but the scenes were period, I'm trying to blend the two together so that there's a mixture going on. And I've also decided not to cast adults to play the adult roles. Instead, the kids are projecting onto these adult figures in their life, as we do or did when we went through that threshold.
Those people in this play are much closer to that threshold of spring awakening in terms of sexuality and adolescence than most of us are by this point. What do you think the takeaway is for them in the message of this rather raw and vibrant play?
Well, you know, I wasn't expecting it, but I think it was really good for them. When we get out of that period, we try to forget it. And that's not a good way to deal with anything. And so there was a lot of conversation. I wasn't expecting as much as came up about their own personal experiences and ignorance about sexuality and fear of becoming like the terrible parentocracy that Melchior talks about. So I think it's been valuable to them personally. But I also think it's been a joy for them to act in roles that are so close to their experience.
And for those of us who are beyond those awakenings by this point in life, what's the takeaway for us when we go to see it?
For me, it's been return and review. A lot of memories float up, memories that are valuable to review again. And I think it's also just important to recognize that we haven't come very far since the 1890s in making that threshold an easier one.
Well, thank you so much for bringing it to stage and for coming here today.
Thank you. I've totally enjoyed it.
John Schmoyer, director of University Theater's production of Spring Awakening, winner of 8 Tony Awards in its original Broadway version. The production opens with Nathan Aleph as music director in the Robinson Theater on the UO campus in Eugene on Friday, April 25th and runs through Saturday, May 10th. For more information, blogs.uoregon.edu/theater. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.
Awful sweet to be a little butterfly.